At the very center of our worship and at the center of our lives, there is a table. It is the table which shapes all of our other tables. It is the place that Jesus turned to the disciples and to us and said, "Remember me." Perhaps that is why we always find Jesus around tables throughout all the Gospels, that he's feeding the 5,000. He's describing a party for a prodigal son. He's known to be one who eats with sinners and tax collectors. And he gives advice about where to sit down when you attend a banquet. And when it's time to explain his impending death, he does so by breaking bread. And then he's revealed after the resurrection at a table in Emmaus. The Lord's table reveals to us the length and width and depth of God's steadfast love, because it gathers us together and then it calls us to love our neighbor, sending us out into the world, which is why we all have a place at this table. And it's why this table shapes all of our other tables throughout our lives. The kitchen table is also found at the center of our lives. It is the place that we share our lives with those closest to us, the people who know us the best, scars and all. But it's not only the place where we sit down with family and friends. It's where we also make room for others in our lives, where strangers become friends. And we might consider, who sits down with us around that table and who does not? That the kitchen table can reflect or mirror the Lord's table, the same gathering in and sending out that we find in God's grace. When the Apostle Paul tries to describe the sheer mystery of the width and length and depth of God's steadfast love, he refuses to use lofty words or eloquent speeches because he knows that love does not demand such things. It doesn't require impressive words or an extensive vocabulary that we find God's love in the midst of daily life. That's why we can find the Spirit of God in the midst of our daily tasks. And it's why the kitchen table and the Lord's table are a couple of places where it only makes sense to say, the last shall be first, or the humble will be exalted. They are a couple of the only places where it makes sense to us that we find our lives by losing them, and that things that look like defeat just might be victory, because those tables are defined by love and solidarity with and for others. That we learn about the ways of Jesus by sitting down around the table with others. It is, as N.T. Wright says, when Jesus wanted to fully explain what his forthcoming death was all about, he didn't give us a theory. He didn't even give them a set of scriptural texts. He gave them a meal. Where we find God's steadfast love is we share our lives with others, and as we are sent out to care for them as well. That it's around the table where we learn to make room for others. And then we are sent forth, changed by that table, to widen the circle of care and concern in our lives for people we meet throughout the world. On many porches in Charleston, South Carolina, we find these very odd-looking benches. That they are remnants of times gone by and relics of past traditions that you find in the Deep South, which might pique our interest. That they are called joggling boards, and they are strange and odd-looking benches. They range from 6 feet long to 16 feet long. And the legs on these benches are not normal-looking legs. They look more like the legs you find on rocking chairs, except you don't rock back and forth on a joggling board. That they rock side to side. That they are meant to mimic the experience of an old-fashioned carriage ride. And they are strange and odd-looking, but they have become symbols of friendship, hospitality, and relationships. Because if you sit down on a joggling board, no matter where you sit, you could sit on either end from somebody else where 15 feet separates you. But because they rock side to side, you will eventually, slowly slide together to where you are sitting next to one another. And that is what happens around the Lord's as it teaches us to make room in our lives for others. And as this table shapes all of our other tables, that it brings us together in ways that echoes the ways of Jesus. The ways of gentleness, generosity, and grace. But it doesn't just build community. It changes us to serve community. Which I guess is why joggling boards are always on the front porch, looking out on the world around us where others are welcome to join us. And it's why Jesus said we are called to be salt and light. Salt and light are basic and essential. It's like running to the pantry to get something. That salt and light are more like the kitchen table than they are the dining room table. That the dining room table is reserved for those meals that are more sophisticated and refined. They require a pressed shirt and cloth napkins. You can't use normal, everyday language at the dining room table. You have to use lofty words and eloquent speeches to impress everybody. But you can't talk about daily tasks at the dining room table. It's why the kitchen table is where the neighborhood kids sit when they drop by, because they know we've always got ice cream in the fridge. And it's where our friend sits down, unexpectedly coming by because she is still reeling from the shock of grief. And it's where our children ask all of those questions that just pop into their minds about God and life. And it's where we experience the joy of unbridled laughter. That the kitchen table lacks the refinement of the dining room table. It's more like salt and light, basic and essential, where nothing is hidden and everything is shared. It's like that light that we never want to hide under a basket. It's like the Lord's table that gathers us together and sends us out. It's why Auburn First Baptist Church, throughout its history, has tried to be a place of grace where everyone is welcome around this table. That around this table, we ask hard questions. We make room for others. We practice giving and receiving forgiveness. We remember and work for justice and peace. And we celebrate the grace of God that we receive here. This does not mean that Auburn First Baptist Church is perfect. There are times, like the kitchen table, we forget our manners and we put our elbows up on it, or we interrupt someone else while they're speaking, or we knock over someone else's drink. But no matter what we do around this table and in this place is sacred. Trying to build community and to serve community. That it is a story we want to share with others. Like that light you never want to hide under a basket. Because of the grace of God that we find on this table. When Eric Thompson built this table, made by hand, he made sure to leave a few imperfections in the wood on top of the table. He fixed many of them, getting rid of those blemishes, but he didn't fix all of them, because they are to remind us that we do not have to be perfect to pull up a chair around this table. It is the place where the story of God's love shapes the story of our lives. And it is the table which can shape all of our other tables to become places of grace, solidarity, and love. Amen.